Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season two of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Hollins. She is their Director of Communications and Public Relations, doing a podcast about something we haven't covered in any of the podcast series that we've done so far. We've done so many on so many different topics, but not necessarily the people.
Right.
And today we're going to be talking about renters, yes. Not necessarily homeowners.
That's right.
Do you have a lot of renters, do you assume? You guys don't really know that, do you?
Well, we kind of have a good idea, and we know that our membership is diverse. So we know we serve people who are renting, people who are first-time homeowners, people on fixed incomes. And so our goal is really just to make sure that we provide useful information to all of our member types to help them to save energy and ultimately to save money.
And I think a lot of times renters just assume, since they don't own the house or the apartment that they're living in, they can't do anything to be more energy efficient. And that's not at all the case.
No, that is not the case. There are some very useful tips that we have that can be no cost or low cost, things that the members that are renting a home can do to minimize their energy use so that they can save money.
And you're going to share some of those with
me today. I am. Yes. So one of the biggest ways, and this is very much true for a homeowner or a renter, is to control your heating and cooling costs. Those are the two things throughout the year that have the biggest impact on your electric bill. And so right now it's winter, and what we recommend is for our members, whether you're renting a home or whether you own a home, is to use a programmable thermostat. If you don't have a programmable thermostat in the home that you're renting, we highly recommend that you set the thermostat to 68 degrees or lower. And the reason for that is that 68 degrees is the temperature in the winter that your HVAC system can save the most energy. It's the most efficient temperature. But we also understand that there are people that won't feel comfortable in a home set at 68 degrees. So if any of our renters are that type of family, then we just recommend that you choose a setting, the lowest possible temperature that's comfortable for your household, and leave your thermostat set at that. If you need to make adjustments, we recommend that you only adjust it by 2 degrees or less at a time.
Because then you put everything into overdrive.
Correct. If you have your thermostat set at 68 and you feel really cold and you try to bump it up to 74, you're going to make your system work a whole lot harder than it needs to. So if your desired temperature is 74, just do 2 degree increments at a time.
And what I have found is just turning it up a degree or two, it kicks it on, and I think your brain thinks that it's getting warmer in the house without having to jack it up really high.
Yeah, that's right. And there's other things that you can do. Maybe you might be comfortable when you get home from work and putting on your lounging clothes, but maybe add a sweatshirt, some socks, or just layer up and get cozy under a blanket in the wintertime. In the summer, what we recommend for renters and homeowners is 78 degrees. And for a lot of people, that might seem too warm. But again, if it is, then we recommend that you choose the temperature, the highest comfortable setting in the summer for your household, and leave it set there. If you have to make an adjustment, again, it's no more than 2 degrees at a time. And there's other things that renters can do. As a renter, you should be checking your filters and changing your filters if it's not something that your landowner does for you. And all you have to do is check the filter. If you feel like the filter looks dirty, then change it. If you have a filter that can be cleaned, clean it. And if you could just get into a routine of doing that on a regular basis, you'll really improve the overall efficiency of the way your HVAC system operates.
And that's another one of those tips that it works for homeowners too. I have a reminder set in my phone just to pop up and say, hey, check the furnace filter, because I'm never going to remember to do that.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. And another thing that we try to do is tie try changing your filters to the time that you change your clocks.
Ah.
So, and we also recommend during that time to also change the batteries in your smoke detector. So there's a useful safety tip.
Yep. A quick little Saturday morning run through the house and do all of your your swap overs.
And we also know some renters aren't fortunate enough to live in a home that has a really good HVAC system. And so sometimes they choose to supplement their home's heat with a space heater. And what we really want everyone to understand is just how much a space heater can impact your overall energy cost. So a space heater, just one, running for 8 hours a day can cost you up to or more than $50, just that one space heater for 8 hours. So if in your home you're using multiple space heaters and they're all running at the same time, you can imagine how much your energy costs are going to go up, especially if you're using it day after day. So if you have to rely on a space heater, we highly recommend that you minimize the use of it as much as possible. And in the summertime, some households will use their ceiling fans because people have a perception that a ceiling fan is helping to control the temperature, but it's really not. A ceiling fan is helping to control the way you feel. It's creating a comfort for you. So if you're going to use a ceiling fan, only use it when you're in the room that the ceiling fan is on. Otherwise, it's not really changing the temperature in the room at all.
Lewis and I have had multiple conversations on previous podcasts, and his line is fans cool people, they don't cool rooms.
That's right. That is right. Another thing that renters can do in the winter is to rely on the drapes. If you have a home that has windows where the sun shines in, open up the drapes or open up the blinds during the day and let the sun shine in to help warm your home. And then that 68 degree temperature that you're using on your thermostat won't feel as uncomfortable. And close those drapes back at night, though, so that the cooler temperatures don't get in.
And then do the same in reverse in the summertime. If you know the sun's going to be coming in those windows, keep the drapes closed to try and block as much of the sun as possible.
That is right, yeah. So in my house, for example, in the summertime, I don't have any drapes or curtains on the back windows of our home, which is where the sun shines in. So in the summer, my house gets really warm, but I like that natural light.
I've got kind of the same thing. We have a sunroom across the back, and it's great in the winter because I can go out there and it's the warmest room in the house, and I feel like it's the cheapest, warmest room. Room in the house.
Yeah. Another thing, LED light bulbs are incredibly efficient and they have a longer lifespan than traditional bulbs. So if you are a renter and you haven't already started to use LED light bulbs, we recommend that you go out and get some and start using those. If you have lights that are already in place, you can wait if you want to replace those traditional bulbs, or if you are still using the previous CFL light bulbs, LED light bulbs today are really the way to go. You might think that they're expensive up front, but the cost that you are going to save over time makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, if they cost maybe even a dollar more than what your traditional light bulb used to cost, you're not going to replace it in the three times you may have replaced the regular old light bulbs.
That's right. That's right. Another thing that we want everyone to know, and this can really be helpful for renters, is to make sure that you use your electronics wisely. So for example, my kids love to play video games. And if it were up to them, they would leave that console on all the time. But I make them unplug it every time they're done playing, because if I didn't, that console is continuing to use electricity even when it's in its off state. And the same is true for things like cable boxes or satellite boxes or your microwave. Anything when you walk throughout your home that has a glowing light on when it's dark, that is still using electricity. So one of the ways that you can minimize the impact is with power strips. So if you have multiple electronics plugged into one power strip, you can simply turn that power strip off, and then you're going to save energy, more energy than you would if you just let that device continue to operate even when you have it in the power off mode.
You guys have a cool, funky name for those kinds of devices.
We do. We call those energy vampires. And what's really cool is on our website, which is myrec.coop, we have what's called a vampire calculator. And that calculator can help you to assess what those devices in your home are actually costing you. So if anyone is interested in finding out how much that video game console or their high-definition TV is costing in additional energy use, they can go onto our website and the Energy Center and just click on the vampire calculator and enter the information, and you'll find out just how much it can add up.
And it's probably going to be shocking.
It is shocking. Yes, it is. My husband and I actually had a conversation recently about how he likes to leave the TV on. And in the bedroom. And what he does is he'll turn the TV on to whatever it is that he wants to watch, such as a hockey game or a football game. But then he'll go about his day doing whatever he's doing and just frequently, you know,
pop his head back in the room.
And so I had to explain to him that that was really wasting electricity, because if he hasn't been in that room for hours, nobody's watching the TV and it doesn't need to be on. So I typically go around after my children and my husband and turn off lights and turn off ceiling fans and turn off TVs that have been left on. So if you live in a house where things get left on or forgotten about, turn them off, because it will help you to save energy. And I think that if you're on a fixed income or if you're really trying to manage your budget, every penny counts. So take these little steps that don't seem like they're going to be that significant, and then you'll start to notice a difference.
They all add up together.
That's right. One of the ways that our members can really get an idea of how much electricity they're using or how much they're saving if they start to implement these steps is through our My REC Smart Hub tool. And that is a tool that's available on a computer, but we also have a mobile app. And so our members can use that tool to see how much energy they're using on a monthly basis. They can track their energy hourly. They can track their energy daily, and then they can compare their energy over time. So within MyREC Smart Hub, there's a function called My Usage, and it has some really great graphs that if you use the mobile app, pop up right there on the home screen. Mm-hmm. So you can see it right away. So it's a great tool for any of our members to use to track how much energy they use. And a lot of time, people don't really think about how much they do within their home. And if you start to really pay attention, you'll start to see, while the electricity bill sometimes might seem high, when you start to really pay attention to all of the things that you do, it really is a great value. But we do want to help you save. So we recommend tracking that energy use and following some of these steps that we've talked about, or all of these steps that we've talked about, to see what kind of impact it can have on your electric bill.
The cool thing that I like about the Smart Hub app is it will not only just show me month over month, but I can go back and look at last January, last February, and compare if we got a new furnace, or now I have an entire winter from last year where I started implementing some of the things that I've learned through these podcasts. Now I can compare this winter to last winter and actually see that. It's not just month to month.
No, that's exactly right. And that comparison feature is really beneficial for anybody. So comparing, like you just said, this month this year to this month last year can help you notice if you might be doing something different, if you might have a problem. So for example, if you're a renter and you use, let's just say, 1,000 kilowatt hours in January of 2019, and this year you used 2,000, then that might be an identification of something that's wrong within the home. And it would give you an opportunity to have a conversation with your landlord about what might be causing that additional energy use if you haven't changed anything about your lifestyle. You mentioned Lewis earlier, and I don't know if everybody knows that we have energy experts on staff, and Lewis is one of them. And there's another gentleman named Rich. And what our energy experts do is they can have a phone consultation with you. So if you were comparing this year to last year, then they could help you to problem solve or to troubleshoot within your home what might be causing that additional energy use. They have the ability to also analyze your energy use. And if it gets to a point where over the phone you're not able to really identify what the problem might be, they can come to your home and they can do an energy walkthrough. And if you're a renter, that energy walkthrough might provide some low cost, no cost things that you as the renter can do, but it also might identify some bigger problems that the landlord would need to make changes to. For example, if your water heater is having a problem, or if your water heater is leaking, sometimes before you notice the issue,
the change in temperature, not staying hot as long, it's too late.
Yes, that's right. So we absolutely love MyREC Smart Hub. We've had a lot of members who have shared some of their success with using that tool, where they noticed their energy use had gone up abnormally, and our energy experts, Lewis and Rich, were really able to help them identify the problem before they had month after month after month of a higher than normal electric bill. And that's what we're here for. So not just Lewis and Rich, but all of us, any of our member service representatives, they can also help with these questions. And in communications and public relations, what we do is try to make sure that all of this information is available on the website. So today we live in an era where people might not want to talk to someone on the phone. And I certainly can relate because I'm one of those people, but I want to be able to go to the website and get that same information. And it's all there for you. And we also have a ton of information that we send out on a regular basis through our Cooperative Living magazine, through our podcast like this, mm-hmm. through our website, and all across a variety of community.
Email. I get emails from you
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. We send emails twice a month. We send a monthly e-newsletter, and that always includes an energy efficiency tip.
And I look forward to the emails because I can usually pull something out of them and show it to my husband and say, see, I told you I was right.
I do the same thing.
But I think it's a great that we chose talking about renters for this particular podcast because I think a lot of times as renters, they just think, well, there's nothing I can do because it's not my house.
Right.
And you've given some really great tips today on things that they can do to save themselves some money that doesn't involve doing any physical change.
That's right.
To the property that they're living in.
Yes. So I was fortunate enough several years ago to be able to buy my first home. That's where I still live. But prior to that, I rented. And I rented a lot of different homes until I was ready to find the place that I was going to call my forever home. So I completely understand. And during that time, I was on a fixed income and I was trying to control my cost and manage a budget. I have small children at home. And so I wish that I had had information like this at the time. It was probably 10 years ago, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I wasn't as energy smart as I am today. And I want really to help our members to have these simple solutions that almost all of them can be implemented without having to spend any money at all. We're here to help. And if anybody is listening to our podcast today and they have additional questions, I would recommend that they start by going into MyREC Smart Hub. If they don't have a MyREC Smart Hub account yet, they can sign up for one. It's free. And all they need to sign up is their account number. They can find their account number on their electric bill. There is a lookup tool on our website. And once they get in, they can start to look at just how much energy they're using. So knowing how much energy you're using before you start to implement some of these things will really help them to see the impact that these tips that we're giving will have on their energy use.
Casey, thank you for having this conversation with me today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.